You're listening to Cross the Border. That's the name of this program. We're doing a continuing study here in the book of Judges. And we've got all the way to, Judges chapter 17. So we're going to pick up here in chapter 17 and verse 1. And there was a man of Mount Ephraim whose name was Micah. And he said unto his mother, the 1,100 shekels of silver that were taken from thee, about which thou cursest and speakest of also in mine ears, behold, the silver is with me, and I took it. And his mother said, blessed be thou of Yahuwah, my son. Okay, I don't know where the... It's first I've heard of the 1,100 pieces of silver, except or that was the same amount of silver given to Samson's to Delilah to betray Samson. Okay, well, I'm not sure that's tied in, but it's just a coincidence here. Continuing, and when he had restored the 1,100 shekels of silver to his mother said, I had wholly dedicated the silver unto Yahuwah from my hand for my son to make a graven image and a molten image. Now, therefore, I will restore it unto thee. Yet he restored the money unto his mother, and his mother took 200 shekels of silver and gave them to the founder who made thereof a graven image and a molten image. And they were in the house of Micah. And the man, Micah, had a house of gods, and made an ephod, and a teraphim, and consecrated one of his sons, who became his priest. In those days there was no king in Israel, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes. And there was a young man out of Bethlehem, Judah, of the family of Judah, who was a Levite, and he sojourned there. And the man departed out of the city from Bethlehem, Judah, to sojourn where he could find a place, and he came to Mount Ephraim, to the house of Micah, as he journeyed. And Micah said to him, whence comest thou? And he said to him, I am a Levite of Bethlehem, Judah, and I go to sojourn where I might find a place. And Micah said to him, dwell with me, and be unto me a father and a priest. Interesting. And I will give you 10 shekels of silver by the year, and a suit of apparel, and thy victuals. So the Levite went in. And the Levite was content to dwell with the man, and the young man was unto him as one of his sons. And Micah consecrated the Levite, and the young man became his priest, and was in the house of Micah. Then said Micah, now I know that Yahuwah will do me good, seeing I have a Levite to priest. Chapter 18, verse 1. In those days there was no king in Israel, and in those days the tribe of the Danites sought them an inheritance to dwell in. For unto that day all their inheritance had not fallen unto them among the tribes of Israel. And the children of Dan sent of their family 5 men from their coasts, men of valor, from Zorah and from Eshtaol, to spy out the land and to search it. And they said unto them, go search the land. Who, when they came to Mount Ephraim, to the house of Micah, they lodged there. When they were by the house of Micah, they knew the voice of the young man, the Levite, and they turned in thither and said unto him, who brought thee hither? And what makest thou in this place? And what hast thou here? And he said to them, thus and thus dealeth Micah with me, and hath hired me. I am his priest. And they said unto him, ask counsel, we pray thee, of God, that we may know whither our way which we go shall be prosperous. And the priest said unto them, go in peace, before Yahuwah is your way wherein you go. And the 5 men departed, and came to Laish, and saw the people that were therein, how they dwelt careless after the manner of the Zidonians, quiet and secure. And there was no magistrate in the land, that might put them to shame in anything, and they were far from the Zidonians and had no business with any man. And they came unto their brethren in Zorah and Eshtaol, and their brethren said unto them, What say ye? And they said, Arise, that we may go up against them, for we have seen the land, and behold, it is very good. And are ye still? Be not slothful to go, and to enter and possess the land. And when ye go, you shall come unto a people secure, and to a large land, for God hath given it into your hands, a place where there is no want of anything that is in the earth. And there went from thence the family of the Danites out of Zorah, and out of Eshtaol 600 men, appointed with weapons of war. And they went and pitched in Kirjath-Jearim in Judah, wherefore they called that place Mahane-Dan. And unto this day, behold, it is Kirjath-Jearim. And they passed thence into the Mount Ephraim, and came unto the house of Micah. Then answered the five men that went to spy out the country of Laish, and said unto the brethren, Do you know that there is in these houses an ephod, a teraphim, and a graven image, and a molten image? Now therefore consider what you have to do. And they turned thitherward, and came to the house of the young man, the Levite, even to the house of Micah, and saluted him. And the 600 men appointed their weapons of war, which were of the children of Dan, stood by the entering of the gates. And the five men that went out to spy the land went up and came in thither and took the graven image and the ephod and the teraphim and the molten image. And the priest stood in the entering of the gate with 600 men that were appointed with weapons of war. And these went into Micah's house and fetched the carved image, the ephod, the teraphim, and the molten image. Then said the priest unto them, What do ye? And they said unto him, Hold thy peace, lay thine hand upon thy mouth, and go with us, and be to us a father and a priest. It is better for thee to be a priest unto the house of one man, or that thou be a priest unto a tribe and a family in Israel. And the priest's heart was glad, and he took the ephod and the teraphim and the graven image, and they went in the midst of the people. So they turned and departed, and put the little ones and the cattle and the carriage before them. And when they were a good way from the house of Micah, the men that were in the houses near to Micah's house were gathered together and overtook the children of Dan. And they cried unto the children of Dan, and they turned their faces and said unto Micah, What aileth thee that thou comest with such a company? And he said, Ye have taken away my gods which I made, and the priests, and ye are gone away, and what have I more? And what is this that you say unto me, What aileth thee? And the children of Dan said unto him, Let not thy voice be heard among us, lest angry fellows run upon thee, and thou lose thy life with the lives of thy household. And the children of Dan went their way, and when Micah saw that they were too strong for him, he turned and went back to his house. And they took the things which Micah had made, and the priests which he had, and came unto Laish, and the people that were at quiet and secure, and they smote them with the edge of the sword, and burnt the city with fire. And there was no deliverer, because it was far from Zidon, and they had no business with any man, and it was in the valley that lieth by Beth Rehob, and they built a city and dwelt therein. And they called the name of the city Dan, after the name of Dan their father, who was born unto Israel. Howbeit the name of the city was Laish at the first. And the children of Dan set up the graven image. And Jonathan, the son of Gershom, the son of Manasseh, he and his sons were priests to the tribe of Dan until the day of the captivity of the land. And they set them up Micah's graven image, which he had made all the time that the house of God was in Shiloh. And it came to pass in those days, when there was no king in Israel, that there was a certain Levite sojourning on the side of Mount Ephraim, who took to him a concubine out of Bethlehem, Judah. And we're in Judges chapter 19, and now verse 2. And his concubine played the whore against him, and went away from him unto her father's house to Bethlehem, Judah, and was there 4 whole months. And her father arose and went after her to speak friendly unto her, and to bring her again, having a servant with him, and a couple of asses. And she brought him unto her father's house. And when the father of the damsel saw him, he rejoiced to meet him. And his father-in-law, the damsel's father, retained him, and he abode with him 3 days. So they did eat and drink and lodge there. And it came to pass on the 4th day, when they arose early in the morning, that he rose up to depart, and the damsel's father said unto his son-in-law, comfort thine heart with a morsel of bread, and afterward go your way. And they sat down and did eat and drink, both of them together, for the damsel's father had said unto the man, be content, I pray thee, and tarry all night, and let thine heart be merry. And when the man rose up to depart, his father-in-law urged him, therefore he lodged there again. And he arose early in the morning on the 5th day to depart, and the damsel's father said, comfort thy heart, pray thee. And they tarried until the afternoon, and did eat, both of them. And when the man rose up to depart, he and his concubine and his servant, his father-in-law, the damsel's father, said to him, behold, now the day draweth toward evening. I pray you tarry all night. Behold, the day groweth to an end. Lodge here, that thine heart be merry, and tomorrow get you early on your way, that thou mayest go home. But the man would not tarry that night, but he rose up and departed, and came over against Jabus, which is in Jerusalem. And there with him 2 asses saddled, his concubine also was with him. And when they were by Jabus, the day was far spent. And the servant said to his master, come, I pray thee, let us turn in into this city of the Jebusites and lodge in it. And his master said to him, we will not turn aside hither into the city of a stranger that is not of the children of Israel. We will pass over to Gibeah. And he said to his servant, come, let us draw near to one of these places to lodge at and all night in Gibeah or in Ramah. And they passed on and went their way, and the sun went down upon them when they were by Gibeah, which belongeth to Benjamin. And they turned aside thither to go in and lodge in Gibeah. And when they went in, he sat him down in a street of the city, for there was no man that took them into his house to lodging. And behold, there came an old man from his work out of the field at the even, which was also of Mount Ephraim, and he sojourned in Gibeah, but the men of the place were Benjamites. And when he lifted up his eyes, he saw a wayfaring man in the street of the city. And the old man said, whither goest thou, and whence comest thou? And he said to him, we were passing from Bethlehem, Judah, toward the side of the Mount Ephraim. From thence am I, and I went to Benjamin, Judah, but I am now going to the house of Yahuwah, and there is no man that receiveth me to house. Yet there is both straw and provender for asses, and there is bread and wine also for me, and for thy handmaid, and for the young man which is with thy servants. There is no want of anything. And he told the old man, peace be with thee. Howsoever, let all thy wants lie upon me. Only lodge not in the street. So he brought him into his house, and gave him provender unto the asses, and they washed their feet, and did eat and drink. Now as they were making their hearts merry, behold, the men of the city, certain sons of Belial, beset the house round about, and beat at the door, and spoke to the master of the house, the old man, saying, bring forth the man that came into thine house, that we may know him. Well, this sounds familiar. Sons of Belial. And of course, who is Belial? But, well, let's see. I'm going to look at the word Belial here in our Textus Receptus in the Hebrew and see what our Strong's writes about it. Wicked, naughty, evil, Belial, without profit, worthless, destruction. So that's what Belial means. So, sons of Belial, worthless men, that we may know them. And I don't think they just wanted to make their acquaintance. And the man, the master of the house, went out unto them and said unto them, Nay, my brethren, I pray you, do not so wickedly, seeing that this man is come into my house, do not this folly. Behold, my daughter, a maiden, and his concubine, them I will bring out now and humble them, and do with them that seemeth good to you. But unto this man do ye not so vile a thing. But the men would not hearken him, so that the man took his concubine and brought her forth to them. But they knew her and abused her all the night until the morning. And when the day began to spring, they let her go. Oh, man. This is the same thing that happened that, well, was offered to sacrifice the woman. Well, today, and I guess perhaps in that day they couldn't do that, today you would get out your AK-47 and you would mow these suckers down. Of course, you'd probably go to prison for a hate crime in the morning, but... But yeah, I guess you have to put yourself in their position, but still... No matter how you look at this, I don't like it. I'm going to tell you that sacrifice the woman, a woman, to satisfy these wicked men. Verse 26, Then came the woman in the dawning of the day and fell down at the door of the man's house where her lord was until it was light. And the Lord rose up in the morning, opened the doors of the house, and went out to go his way. And behold, the woman, his concubine, was fallen down at the door of the house, and her hands were upon the threshold. And he said to her, Up, let us be going. But none answered. Then the man took her upon his ass, and the man rose up and got him to his place. And when he was come unto his house, he took a knife and laid hold upon his concubine and divided her together with her bones into 12 pieces and sent her into all the coasts of Israel. And it was so that all that saw it, there was no such deed done nor seen from the day that the children of Israel came up out of the land of Egypt unto this day. Consider of it, take advice and speak your minds, and speak, it says, and your minds is added. Well, I guess I could, if I had some time, I could think of a commentary for that, but what would I say to that? This man looked for a place, and this was in the house of the children of Israel, and it's a demonstration of how far gone Israel was. The man wouldn't lodge in the house of strangers, as his servant had asked him to do, but he says, No, I got to go to my own people, the house of Israel, and lodge there. He went into the city. No one would take him in. And then when someone takes him in, these wicked men of the city come out, and they take his concubine, and they abuse her all night long, so that she's practically dead on the door, and I would assume that she died. And as a lesson to the 12 tribes of Israel, he divides her up and sends her. And of course, people have to, the point being that when everyone got their part, they had to ask, what is this? So the story would be told. And that would shame some people, I guess, but they did things a little differently in that day. That wouldn't be done today, I don't think, in any city. But that doesn't mean that wickedness is not in our land. And the days are coming, as the days are already here, where they're going to do with us as they please, because we see these wicked people that would abuse the abusers of mankind with themselves, men with men. We see the days coming where they will be unrestrained as they were in that day. So you think, oh, how could this happen? How could anyone do that? How, you know, well, consider the day. You haven't been in it, but it's here and it's coming. And I believe we're going to see it in America, where you're going to have atrocities like this, that you're going to have gang rapes of men, men gang raping other men. Because that's what the homosexual community is all about. They are not monogamous, as you might believe. They are not partners for life. They are not exclusive, as a man is with a woman under God's law. But they are in it for only one thing, and that is to satisfy their lusts with each other and with men that they might abuse. And what's going to happen when they are unrestrained? This is what will happen. And there you have my commentary on it. We'll be back in a few minutes.